Shut up.
Hello, squirrel friends. I'm John Pauly, a producer on RuPaul's Drag Race and a Drag Race historian. And welcome to the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast, or as we like to call it,
She's already the hair hurt.
Newark, LaGuardia, LAX, Hartsfield Jackson Atlanta International, Kennedy.
Hey.
Yes, honey. Brought to you by World of Wonder and VH1. This podcast takes you deep inside the big pink furry box that is RuPaul's Drag Race. Each week, I'm joined by show insiders, judges, and the queens who made herstory to talk about this new 11-gendary season and their experiences on the show. So thank you for listening. And warning, kitty girls, there's going to be what?
Memes.
And spoilers. So girl, please, don't try and say we didn't warn you. Nope. Sorry. Next. And if you still haven't seen this week's episode, make sure you watch RuPaul's Drag Race every Thursday at 9, 8 Central on VH1 and WOW Presents Plus. Now, having said that, I am feeling my puss down deep in my soul.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I am feeling sickening right now. Every day is a good day.
Good. I am sitting here with one of the greatest queens to fling herself off the Drag Race stage and land in a split. She's a queen who gave Jeffrey Boyer Chapman a good greasy rub down.
Yes.
And she threw a Christmas tree on top of Katya.
Yes. Iconic.
Because you didn't get what?
My cha-cha heels, damn it.
Rude.
I'm still mad about that.
She's the dancing diva of Texas. The first kitty girl. She's the first one in the damn video. Mm-hmm. Popping out of a truck.
Yes.
Kennedy Davenport.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm feeling really, really good. I'm here working on tour, so I had to get my rest, but I'm rested and feeling good and ready to eat.
Oh, same. As Drew always says on set, when there's like a break, he's like, is the chicken here yet?
Okay.
Has the chicken come yet?
For real. And a cocktail would be nice.
Exactly. So we're just going to dive into this episode. And throughout, I'm going to ask you a zillion questions about yourself and your time on the show.
Okay. Let's do it.
So the episode begins back in the workroom, of course, and they are mourning the loss of Nina West. Now, you must know Nina, I'm guessing. Everybody knows Nina.
Yes.
How long have you known her?
I've known of her for some time because of EOY,
Entertainer
of the Year. I finally met her because of my journey through Drag Race because I got booked at her club, and that's when I finally met her. So I've known her for maybe like 3 or 4 years now.
And Axis is her home club, is that
yes,
right?
Yes.
In Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody out there, go see. I mean, who knows? She's probably like, you know, performing in like Berlin right now or in like Brazil.
Right now, but it'll slow up, so you'll catch her. Nothing is ever promised.
Okay, and while we're talking about it, how long have you known Akiria?
I left Dallas in 2003.
Okay.
I will frequent back and forth because I lived in Florida.
Okay.
So I think I probably met Akira somewhere around 2006.
Okay. And was she already at Davenport then?
Yeah, she was already at Davenport.
Oh, so you're like, you come home and meet new relatives.
Yeah. I mean, I just got to go with the punch. Either I'm going to like you or not.
That's like real family.
Yeah. Like my grandma, my mother, Calexis, she always say, well, there's more than one Davenport in the phone book.
there's more than one Davenport on this season.
Okay.
They're like, honey,
yes,
it's like I do kind of want to look at an all-stars season of only Davenports.
Oh, that would be great. I would definitely have a show, honey.
Oh my god. So how many pageant crowns have you won in your career?
I think I stopped counting.
Right?
I know you just want to ask that. I think I stopped counting.
There's like 12, 15, 20. I don't know. There's
a lot. There's a lot more. And then the ones that are listed is more.
Yeah.
Because I started competing like maybe 2 years after I started doing drag.
Oof.
So I've been doing drag for 23 years now.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense. Because
I was 16, honey.
Ah, really?
Yes. And I'll be 39 this year.
When you were 16 doing drag, was your name Kennedy Davenport?
No, girl. It was Mia, hun.
Mia?
M-I-A.
That's so cute, but just Mia.
Look, yeah, we were sitting on the couch. Me and my friends, we were sitting on the couch and we were high and smoking a fat one. And we couldn't think of a name. We was like, what's your name gonna be? And one of my friends was like, it should be Mia. I was like, Mia? I was like, okay, let's do it. And, you know.
Well, you know, if your name was still Mia, you could do shows with Yua Hamasaki, and you could be Mia and Yua.
Yeah, I don't want to have to carry that load, though.
How was it watching your Davenport sisters on the season?
It was, I mean, first thing that comes to mind is a blessing. Like, yeah. You know, to, like, go from Sahara, basically breaking the wall down,
yeah.
And creating that avenue for us.
Yeah.
It's a humbling experience, and I'm proud.
Yeah.
Proud to help pave that way for them too.
You broke down a lot of that wall. You were paving. She was laying pipe.
Yeah. Hello. But I look at opportunity as a wall, you know.
Yeah.
It's something that you've never experienced is a wall. So you just break it down and open it up, make a brand new door.
Who's your top four for this season? Your personal choices.
My top four would definitely be Akira, Brooklyn, Silky, and Evie.
I like it. So they're back in the workroom. They're recovering from Nina's exit. Do you think Silky feels that Brooklyn set her up? Did Brooklyn set her up last week, putting her with Soju?
I don't think Brooklyn was doing it underhandedly.
Yeah.
But if you want to think smart, then I think that's what she was doing. She was thinking smart and just making it easier, an easy way for her.
Right.
Versus anybody else.
Right. She was like, I'm going to pick the best for me. And then y'all,
right.
whatever. Now, on season 7, makeovers.
I had Jasmine. It was the girls that came back.
Oh, yeah. Conjoined.
Yeah.
Yes.
The conjoined twin
challenge.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was good. Like I said, you had Jasmine. When it's time to make over somebody, what's your strength? Is it like making the outfit? Is it painting her face? Is it,
well, being that I've somewhat mastered my own face, I have one face unless I have to do something else. So I just apply the same technique to the person, and the person they always say, oh, she looked just like Kennedy. It's because of the technique you use, the same process.
But what
the
if
same
she's got
colors.
A big old hatchet face?
You can still break that face down, honey. That's why you have two bases and plenty of loose powder, bitch. Okay.
Let's hope for me. Yet.
Anybody can be pretty.
I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you for my
That's
makeover.
That's that old school breakdown drag, honey.
One more note about last week's lip sync. Nina Nina left, Sookie stayed. But in general, people thought the lip sync was kind of eh. Or as Ruth said, meh.
Right. What'd now, if I would have said it, they would have been mad at me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what'd you think?
Huh?
What did you think of that lip sync last week?
I heard you. It was garbage. That was like back in the past seasons. Who did Mahogany go home with?
Oh, Honey Mahogany and Vivian Panay.
Oh, both of them went home.
Oops,
right?
They did it again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both of them would have went home.
And what can you imagine? What if they just sent them both home in this one? And
yeah,
in this past one.
Yeah.
They'd be all right. Top four. Silky apologizes to Evie. What I liked about that, I was watching Evie's face. I like when Evie gets her like little sad child face,
because
she's real expressive, and she's just like, I think it's just because if Nina's gone, I have to find somebody else's face to watch. Because Nina
I always felt like Nina was having a seizure, bitch. Like, and he got stuck. Like, every time you looked at her, she was...
Right. She's just like a big, like those the eyes and the mouth and those nostrils. Just
she's
always...
very... Yeah. We need a camera.
Oh, no, exactly. This is a podcast, but Kennedy is doing the best Nina face you've ever seen.
Okay.
You've ever not seen.
Oh, yes, honey. And I thought my eyes wandered, bitch.
Oh, are you a Vanjie fan?
Yeah, I am.
Why?
I think it's because she's young and she still has yet to find herself. And she's very expressive.
Yes.
And she could be a bit annoying, too. But I just think... she still has that rawness about her to where it's almost like, I'm not comparing her to a dog, but it's just like training a dog and they're so rambunctious and going until they get older and they start to get wiser and smarter.
We had a Cocker Spaniel when I was growing up, and it was real high strung and just ran around in circles.
I have a Mastiff and Retriever at home, and he's 2, and he acts like he is a Pomeranian, you know. But it's like, but I love her, and I love her spirit, but she's so sensitive.
Yeah, Vanjie.
Yeah, she's very sensitive.
Totally. It's like when when the moment you see Vanjie have a little breakdown or feel some kind of way, like some kind of hurt.
It's major.
I know.
Because she has this huge, this is just my observation.
Yes.
She just has this huge wall up.
Yeah.
You know, until, like, baby, if you even, like, touch it, she gonna break. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. So Michelle Visage comes into the room, mm-hmm. as she does in these episodes.
Do her usual.
Saying like, hey, today you're going to be recording a verse in Rue's new song. You're going to do a video, a music performance. You're going to do a podcast. You've done all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite music challenge that you did?
Oh, my goodness. I liked the parody.
Mm-hmm.
The first challenge that I won.
Right.
I loved it.
Hey, bitches, I got paid.
Me and Ginger like worked our asses off together to pull that moment together.
Yeah.
I loved that. I loved Kitty Girls, of course.
Yeah.
Feel your puss down deep in your soul. Let your body lose control. Hey, Kitty Girl, it's your world. When you walk the street, step into the beat. Hey, Kitty Girl.
All Stars 3, mm-hmm. I really pushed myself.
Totally.
So it was like I was totally proud of myself for like pushing myself to write, pushing myself to create things and come up with things. So I was completely satisfied with all the music and everything that I did on All Stars.
It was so good. And Kitty Girl is still one of my favorite, like a top maybe three music performances in the show.
And I give credit where credit is due. I mean, I did write the lyrics, but I always went to Shangela and was like, what'd you think of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, does this make sense? And like she kind of helped me like mesh it together to where it made sense.
Yeah. She's a little bit talented, that Shangela, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Yes, very.
I mean, you both are. Did you like working with Todrick?
I love Todrick. It's just like Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to be a certain way on television.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, okay, bitch, I know, listen.
Uh-huh.
I know you got to do your job, but back up, bitch. You know, but I love Todrick because he, even though he has to do his job, he's still sensitive to the needs of the queens.
Yeah, yeah. And also it helps that you know he's supremely talented himself.
Yeah. It's very true. Like, I've always struggled with his type of choreography, always, because he deals with a lot of isolations and like syncopated moves and all that kind of stuff. And it just wasn't my forte when I was dancing.
So they go in the workroom, they're writing their rap lyrics and stuff. We see a little back and forth, and then boom, they're in the studio with Todrick. Vanjie is rapping, and she's very kind of like, cow. I think she was like the Bibi Zahara Benet School of Lyrics, which is like sounds, which in a way works perfect. You know, it's fun to hear and fun to watch. Brooklyn raps. She says she's feminine.
I wasn't buying it. Dry.
What do you mean?
All that shit was dry.
Yeah. Oh, and no. I should tell you, we try not to cuss on here, which makes no sense, but whatever. We got some bleep stuff.
Okay, yeah, bleep it out,
now,
bitch.
Now I tell you. You're like, now?
Now you tell me. You know I'm from Texas and a sailor, okay?
That's right. I forgot. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So Brooklyn's a little dry?
Yes.
Blame Canada.
Yeah, I wasn't buying it.
Not feeling
no.
it.
No. I love her.
Todrick likes Evie's lyrics. They're kind of swaggy and confident and stuff. He just wants her to get more kind of like mysterious or like spooky sounding.
I kind of agree to that specific part that he was talking about.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but she had great lyrics.
She did.
I may be oddly enough. My edges stay shredded, but these tits are tough. When other girls make, I just call out their bluffs. So glue on those shoes and tighten them tough. And I know I play rough, but that's how I tumble and bend over backwards whenever I fumble. I'm giving my all to shine like RuPaul. So pardon me, bitches, if I don't seem humble.
Silky comes in. She's doing her verse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little messy sound. I like the tone of it, the vibe.
I mean, you can tell she wasn't a rapper either.
I think Todrick told her she's like releasing demons.
It wasn't a smooth run, especially like being a vocalist.
Yeah.
You learn how to articulate your words and say certain things a certain way and stuff. So it was just, she just kind of ran over her lyrics instead of just really taking her time and saying exactly what she needed to say.
Right.
So she was like probably my least favorite.
Then Akiria is recording, and Todrick tells her it sounds like she's delivering an Easter speech.
And it was true. It was like, I was like, oh, Lord. I would have asked her to change her level.
Mm-hmm.
like her tone, yeah. her pitch. I would have asked her to change it a little bit instead of rapping in her normal voice. Yeah. I would have been told her to change her tone a bit to make it a little bit more exciting. But I liked her lyrics too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were solid. Miss Ass Almighty.
Yeah.
Had you ever written music and lyrics and stuff before you were on Drag Race?
No.
Really?
No. Never. Never. I've never done it. But like the girls, like my sisters would compliment me, mm-hmm. Especially like during season 7 and even on All Stars, that I just don't break. Like I never admit it is something that I cannot do. My dad taught me that can't is not a word.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's like, I'm not finna tell you that I can't do it.
If you're coming on the show, you know you're gonna be
yeah,
asked
you
to
give
do
it to me. I like
every crazy thing.
All Stars, I was ready.
Yeah.
Whatever they gave me, yeah. I was going to do. I didn't have a problem doing anything except for putting the goddamn I'm cursing.
When we were on the horse,
we came out on
disco.
The horse.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. The disco look. Studio 54.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah, so
all
I was
right. Shangela had ended with her like gold records on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought everybody kind of looked fun. Whether it was like the most polished thing in the world, I don't know, but I'm easy. Show me some disco sequence and I'm all right.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it though. I mean, that's why I was like, everything I did, I put my all into it and I had it. It was mine and I owned it.
I know. That's why. I mean, easy for me to say, I cannot do the things you all do on the show. It's impressive and the intensity and like, here, do this, perform an entire movie and, you know, in three hours from now.
You got 30 together, minutes.
Yeah, insane. Okay, time for a quick break. When we get back, we're going to get lyrical and hysterical, and we're going to talk about some Drag Race songs right after this. It's coming! RuPaul's DragCon LA is just around the corner at the LA Convention Center on May 24th, 25th, and 26th. So get ready! Come and meet and get sweet with every queen from season 11 and about a jillion more. Akira Yessi Davenport, Acid Betty, Adore Delano, Aja, Alaska, Aquaria, Ariel Versace, Asia O'Hara, and that's just the A's. There will be amazing vendors, performances, fun panels like Unlive, Trinity the Tuck giving Carson Kressley a drag makeover in our Drag Eye for the Queer Eye show, and you can even see me doing a live version of this podcast. And just hang out and prance around with other beautiful fans and folks like yourself. It really is the draggiest place on earth. Get tickets and learn more at RuPaulsDragCon.com. And P.S., DragCon New York is coming to the Jacob Javits Convention Center on September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Ooh, honey, so much drag. Get all the tea at RuPaulsDragCon.com. Yes, tea and tickets at RuPaulsDragCon.com. Thank you. Okay, we're back, and it's time for a game called Need Help Rapping? Beat It, Queen. And we're going to take a deep dive into lyrics that queens have written in previous seasons while on the show. And you can tell me, I'm going to name the lyrics, and you got to tell me who sang it, who wrote it, and what the song, the challenge was.
Oh my God, I'm going to flunk this.
You're born naked, the rest of drag, but your face just needs a paper bag. My favorite line from this one is, I'm Dorothy, you're Toto, get in the basket.
Can you please give me the season?
All Stars 2. The song was Read You Wrote You.
Was that Alaska?
Yes! This one, Turning Looks, Stunting Pretty, I'm the Bitch from New York City. This one's very recent. And she is from New York City.
It's a lot of them bitches. I mean,
she just went to the Met Gala.
Aquaria?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. From the song American. American.
Uh-huh. I was just over from her performance.
Uh-huh.
It was everything.
Yes.
Everything.
And that one. When life pulls you down, put on a shiny sequins gown. That one, this is from Can I Get an Amen?
Oh my God, it sounded like Coco.
No, Coco was, I lost all hope today, my car broke down.
Can I Get an Amen was a flop. Oh my goodness.
I loved it. That's one of my favorites.
They were awful. They were awful.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. J.J. Lee was like, just your beard grew back again. Well, anyway, you know the sequins gown. Come on.
Sequins gown.
Where my people at? Where my people at? Roxy Andrews.
Oh, God, yeah.
Face, 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 body and all. Another day, another slay.
BB Chav. Girl. She swears, honey.
Oh my God, she's too much. Okay, last one is say yes to drag.
Yes, ma'am.
To drag.
Don't hate. Don't be a hater, okay?
No.
That was me.
Drag up your life.
Yes. That was one of my favorites.
That was cute. That was cute as hell. Okay, anyway, back to this delirious episode. Okay. It's time for the What's the Tea podcast with Rue and Michelle. Akiria pops in. We learn that she's raising her nephew. So what I'm getting is the Davenports are caretakers and like caregivers. They like are all about family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you still taking care of your sister?
I am.
Oh, how is she?
And my mother.
Right. Because that's what you do.
And my nieces. Basically, I'm like the anchor.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it difficult taking care of people or, you know, when you were like touring and performing and stuff? But I guess that's also, it's give and take. It's why you're performing and touring.
Right. Well, I mean, it's second nature to me.
Yeah.
Like I can handle business right now.
Yeah.
You know, I make a phone call and things happen in Dallas. Okay.
Boom.
So, I mean, it's just second nature. It's not something that I get tired of. It's not something that, you know, yeah, I think twice about.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes back to how I was raised and my dad being a single father, yeah, I had big responsibilities, yeah, as a child.
Yeah.
So it was like he basically prepared me for everything that I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
And I like that Akiria sort of nods like as a gay person, like the oldest, mm-hmm, what kind of role do I have? And she's like, I am taking care of everybody because, mm-hmm, that's what you do.
Well, you know, any responsible gay male always ends up being the one that the family runs to.
It's true.
And depends on.
Uh-huh.
It's like we the people that's taking care of everything, that's going to handle it, that has a solution,
yes,
that's going to fix this or fix that.
Yes.
We're just, I don't know, you know. That's why I tell people, young people, or anybody, we are gay for a reason,
uh-huh,
and we just have to find our purpose.
Yeah. You grow up kind of learning how to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And then you sort of spread that to the people.
Yeah.
Silky, we learned she started drag in college.
I was like, college? Child, I was 16.
Like, what's she waiting on?
When she said college, I was like, dang, I wish I waited. But no, honey, drag helped me get through college.
I was going to say. Well, I love that. She was like, oh, our school needed to send somebody to this pageant. And like they suggested, mm-hmm, I do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did a pageant at my school, too. And one.
What school was that?
North Carolina School of the Arts.
Yes.
They had a queen pageant on the campus.
Uh-huh. You better win.
Okay. And I went up against the most popular gay.
Well, hello. But she was no dancing diva.
Okay.
Brooklyn does her podcast. They ask about her relationship with Vanjie.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, yeah, she's had like maybe a tryst or something with the drag queen before, but never, she's never had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Is that surprising?
That is kind of surprising. It almost sounds like a lie to me. I mean, you've had some kind of boyfriend. You done played around.
Uh-huh.
I just can't see her not having a boyfriend.
I know.
That's like impossible. That's like the Virgin Mary not having no ding ding.
They talked to Vanjie. She talks about her mom. Mm-hmm. But they ask her, you know, they ask her like, oh, about Brooklyn, would you like, you know, what's going to happen after you all off the show? And Vanjie says, well, you know, we'll see. She hopes, she's hopeful.
It's easy to have a relationship when you're right there with the person.
Right. What did you think watching their relationship this season?
I'm just being honest. I just feel like it was just a convenience because you be there for so long, you be, I often say, horny. And, you know, it's a lot of emotions that you have to deal with being, mm-hmm, alone.
Yeah.
So when you find somebody that's actually showing you more of attention than, hey, girl.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you immediately gravitate to, right, it, you know, because ain't too much time y'all can spend by yourself to really get to know somebody. Yeah. But it's just that little thing outside of, hey, good girlfriend.
Yeah.
You in it.
Yeah.
He's cute. Fine.
Yep.
I'm in it. You know what I'm saying?
You're in like a fishbowl situation with so much stress.
Yeah.
Any sort of like.
Yeah. Any sort of bitch had Pearl said, hey, and grabbed me on my ass. We probably would have been trying a corner somewhere. to have.
It makes perfect sense,
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, just an example.
It's weird this hasn't happened like in before in a full on way.
Yeah. Well, I've heard.
Mm-hmm. What'd you hear?
I heard I don't know if it's true, though, but I heard.
What'd you hear?
I heard my sister Sahara and Tyra had a something going on, too.
Ooh.
Back in the day.
A scandal.
Before the real rules came up.
Oh, my God. I'm not mad at it.
Okay, me either.
Does Manila know about this?
I don't know. Was they together then?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Okay, moving along. They do their choreography. They all do okay. Akira struggles on the stage in her rehearsal.
Yeah, well, Akira's not a dancer at all. You know, there are some Davenports that cannot dance. Hello.
I don't understand that at all. that don't make any sense. Most of them do well. Evie's like an octopus. She got her big old like gangly arms flying around. And then we get to Elimination Day. They get a drink from Mickey's. Akira asks if Brangie is going to continue after the show. And Brooklyn says she wants to see where it goes out in the real world. And, you know, life gets busy. Vanjie says, if you want it to work, it'll work. I'm like, ooh, that sounds like a test almost, like an ultimatum.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. And then, you know, if I'm hearing this from coming from her, then I'm about to pull you to the side. Like, what do you mean?
If you're Brooklyn, you're going to pull her to the side and ask
that? No, I was Vanjie. Like, what do you mean? Like, that would have been a definite question.
What have we been doing here?
Right.
Well, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to go talk through this performance, then runway, and bam. So we'll be back in just a second, celebrating some birthdays and a historic moment that happened on this date 3 years ago. We'll be right back. Hey, cutie girls. Are you in need of more dragony shows and programming in your life? Well, then check out WoW Presents Plus, the network featuring the best of WoW Presents and of World of Wonder's massive library of shows, series, and specials. You can get Unappropriate with Trixie and Katya, get schooled by Jasmine Masters and her masterclass, plus lots of jush from queens like Jinx Monsoon, Bob the Drag Queen, and many, many more. It's just $3.99 a month or $39.99 a year to subscribe. And listen, you just spent that much on a Diet Coke and some chicken tenders, so please head to wow-presents.com now to sign up and get your life. Yes, that's wow-presents.com. Thank you. Okay, we are back, and it's time for This Day in Drag Race History. First, on May 16th, it is the birthday of our girl who was here last week, Miss Blair St. Clair. Do you know Blair?
Oh, yeah. She's a sweetie.
She is a sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
And on May 16th, 2016, we crowned a winner, baby. And you have to guess who it is. Is the train still running?
Mm-mm.
She walked into the room purse first.
Oh, Bob.
She's a queen for the people. Bob the drag queen. Yes. Now, y'all have toured on like Work the World and stuff, haven't you?
I didn't get to tour her. Not on the same.
Like different times on the same tour.
Correct.
Have you worked with her at all?
If I have, it was probably like one time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of winners and winning, you won a bunch of challenges on your seasons. I love that you won Snatch Game because you did the first male character ever on Snatch Game.
Ever.
Good golly, Miss Molly. It's rock and roll legend, Little Richard. Are you feeling a little more tooty, a little more fruity?
A little more tooty, baby.
Drag Race history.
Was that nervous making for you?
It wasn't at all. Like, what I've learned being on Drag Race that I love improv.
Yeah. So, you're so good at it.
Yeah, so,
come on, bitchler.
Yeah, I do well in improv. So I wasn't nervous at all.
Yeah.
Like the things that I came up with, it amazed myself. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. It was just coming to me.
Well, and that's the brilliance of doing somebody. I mean, that's the brilliance of you and your talent, but also choosing well, because you choose Little Richard, who can respond to anything in his way.
Yeah, I hadn't even studied that man. I like channeled back from when he was on Martin.
Uh-huh.
The TV show.
Oh, my God. Can you give me a little Richard right now?
They never gave me nothing, honey. Nothing. You know how I feel?
How?
You know how I feel? I feel real. Shut up.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. Now, Rue comes out on the runway looking lovely in lavender. What did you like Rue's look this week?
No. I did not. I wanted to take them ruffles and snatch them off of her shoulders. Please take all this off on up at the top.
Too much.
It was just too much. You already got layers at the bottom. She had beautiful shoulders, uh-huh. You know, beautiful arms. It was just too much, too much.
Okay.
But she's beautiful. I mean,
yeah.
She can't go wrong, I guess.
So we get into the music performance, really.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in classic Davenport's, you know, Akira is covered in sparkles.
Yes.
She's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like her performance?
Yes.
And her you know, delivery of the song and everything?
Yes. The judges got it right.
Yeah.
They saw that she put her all in it, and that was Akira putting her all in it.
Yeah. She's got that beaded gown. Mm-hmm. Miss Ass Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bust into the room and we see Brooklyn with the stripper poles twirling mm-hmm. around. Did you like Brooklyn?
Yeah, it was okay, but the judges got it right again.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like I was saying with Vanjie, I feel like there is a lack of passion, and it may not even be her intent. It's like she needs to tap into that it thing. I think this was her time to just let go.
Yeah, be a
and
little,
to, you know, bitch, snatch a wig off. I mean, right. Do something.
Be a little more visceral and right. Kind of.
Like her challenge with the trailer, and she needed to let go
yeah.
like that. Especially by this being the last.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have resorted back to the Brooklyn that everybody yeah. knows.
Silky, we get to her and she comes busting out of the bathroom stall,
mm-hmm.
knocks some couple of people over.
Yeah, I wouldn't even came out there dancing. I would have just opened the goddamn bathroom stall and just pushed the people out the way, you
right.
know, to just make it.
Yeah.
And to really get into the funny.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
to just make a move and then go yeah. into like dancing or whatever. But
yeah.
she did good.
Yeah. And she threw herself down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michelle called out her panties.
She did one of my iconic moves, you know. That's what she keep calling herself, Baby Kennedy. Lord help her.
Do you find that is that a nice tribute? Do you like that?
Of course, of course. I mean, people that eventually become legendary, they do things to make themselves
yeah.
iconic and to make people want to pattern themselves after. So it feels good to me.
Hello,
it makes me feel good that someone
yeah.
wants to do something that I always do.
Of course. I loved it. Vanjie, we were excited to see her performance. And they said they thought she was a little not as energetic as they expected. Or what did you think of Vanjie's performance when it came her turn?
Well, girl, she wasn't lip syncing. And but I can relate of thinking and trying to think of the choreography and then trying to lip sync at the same time. And we don't have much time.
Yeah.
And it's one run. And it's just in that moment.
Yeah.
It's just in the moment.
Yeah. I remember watching her in the rehearsals and just like, oh my God, she was just like, boom, bada, boom,
yeah.
bada, boom. It's so
yeah.
energetic.
Yeah. It's like when you get into, you have it when you don't have all this stuff on. But once you get all this stuff on, it's like, it's the weight is pulling.
Yeah.
Not physically, but mentally, the
right.
weight
yeah.
of being in drag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you are kind of like you're not the same person
yeah.
in a sense.
That makes sense.
So you have to, it's really hard to connect the two. That's just an example of her still being fresh and
yeah.
being new.
Learning how to balance
in this
it all.
Business. You know, once you mastered that, then it's a wrap.
Evie is the last person in the number.
Mm-hmm.
She comes crawling up behind the bar. She is tumbling across it. Did you like Evie's performance?
Yeah, she was the best to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because she just executed her the best out of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, as far as the solos,
mm-hmm.
Evie was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as the group,
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed Silky because she was in the middle. And
yeah.
she and I really enjoyed Silky, but I enjoyed the freshness of Akira's face.
Mm-hmm. Akira always, yeah. when she's performing, like even in the Drag Olympics, I remember, she
yeah.
gives you a great facial, and that smile, you just
yeah.
like, you can't not just be like
correct.
Warmed by it.
Correct.
And then they all walked out of the runway, and this is best drag. Whose runway did you like?
I like the creativity of Evie.
Mm-hmm. With the eyes and the three boobs.
Yeah, I just didn't like that hair. Oh
aww.
My God. That hair was a fool.
What did she need?
I wouldn't have made it braids. I mean,
uh-huh.
you can be a little bit more. I mean, it's just ugly. It's ugly. Had it been like regular hair
mm-hmm.
up in a bun like that, that would have been like really cute.
Mm-hmm.
But for it to be a wig, braided wig,
uh-huh,
it just didn't look right. It just didn't look cohesive to what she was already given. She was beautiful and different, yeah, and oddly.
Yeah.
I love it, but I just, yeah, the hair was just too odd.
Yeah. And what about Brooklyn, her ballerina moment?
It was predictable.
And then Silky?
I like Silky. She was well put together.
Yeah.
I like Silky's dress. You know, I love Mia Gown, and I love Akira, too.
Nobody does a stunning pageant gown like Miss Kennedy Davenport. Well, just like, yeah, a powerful.
Well, you know, hey, I come first, damn it.
Thank you.
I wasn't a fan of Vanjie, although it was something different,
right,
for her. She's beautiful, of course.
Yeah.
Anything you have to lift up and walk in, you don't need to be wearing.
It reminded me a little like a Shangela's, like, final look.
Yeah.
Again, it's the same, similar vibe.
Correct.
And silhouette and stuff. But it's also like, it does...
It looks like it was drowning her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of looking like it was made specifically for her. Because I would have looked at it in the workroom and saw that it was too long and tried to, you know, make it to where I could walk in it or, yeah, something. But anything you have to lift up is not going to work.
No, dead. Yeah. Then they talk to their, you know, we talk to the judges. They talk to their, like, little younger selves in the, mm-hmm, photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of those move you?
All of them did.
Sometimes they wonder, oh, is this too schmaltzy when they're doing the show? But I love this moment all the time.
All of them did. And it's very important. It's very important for RuPaul Drag Race to keep this in the show, because,
yeah,
it shows that we've all been through something.
Yeah.
And especially during my season, like, I was very unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was very unhappy. And because during that particular time of my life, I was being bullied and, you know, basically bullied and talked about within my own family.
Now, you're talking about the time you were on Drag Race, or the time you were in the photo that we saw young
Ru had?
Yeah.
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 So it was a hard time for, yeah, me. Like, that was like during, I think, if I can remember the right picture, that was during the time where I just didn't understand why people would treat me the way that, yeah, they were treating me. So we all go through something. Yeah. So that's a very important part of the whole thing,
yeah,
because we have being on the show and having the opportunity to meet different people,
mm-hmm,
you understand and realize that your job is much bigger than what you're given.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a big job to keep people alive.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people in this community that don't have in any type of guidance and don't have that type of strength to carry on.
Yep.
And they look to us for their strength.
Yeah. And Ru kind of mentions that at the end, the role that you queens standing on this stage in this episode, you know, but all of you, like, give to somebody watching at home,
yeah,
who doesn't have an outlet, who doesn't have the maybe even, you know, they don't have the courage yet, or just like the wherewithal to, like, I don't know. It's you're inspiring.
Yeah.
It's important.
It's very important. And that was my whole point on my final speech on season 7.
Mm-hmm.
My whole point was the reason why they should not be America's Next Drag Superstar, because I've been with them.
Mm-hmm.
I know their mind frame, and they're not ready,
mm-hmm,
to receive what the world is going to give back to them.
Right.
You know, the opportunity to meet these children that just want to say hello,
yeah,
that just want to take a picture, that just want to tell you, mm-hmm, how much that they are inspired, yeah, by you and things like that, you, yeah, know. So, I mean, it all comes full circle. I'm just saying.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't me being rude or being the villain of the season or,
no,
being the bitter bitch of the season. It was just me just being raw and just being honest and,
yeah,
just answering the question that was given to me.
Well, that's the point. Yeah. If you're asked, like, why should you and not your competitors?
Because, yeah, I said all of us deserve it because we've made it this far.
Yeah.
But as far as when it's time to go out and then when it's time to meet the people,
yes,
and, you know, to talk to these kids and to do this and to do yeah, that, I just didn't think that they were ready.
I hear you. I mean, you're an amazing ambassador for drag and this show.
Thank you.
So we end up with the bottom two. Three are safe. Evie is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Akira is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Silky is safe. The bottom two is Brooklyn and Miss Vanjie. And They got to lip sync for their lives against each other.
Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't, I mean, it wouldn't be good TV if they did not put the levels against each other. Come on.
Would you put anybody else in the bottom two?
I mean, it made sense.
Right.
But, you know, right. Hey, I'm part of the team. Yeah. I know. I know. I know, honey.
And then they lip sync and it's Pride, A Deeper Love.
Uh-huh.
What'd you think of the lip syncs?
I really enjoy Vanjie. Mm-hmm. I could sense her passion through it.
Yeah.
I know Brooklyn could have done more mm-hmm. on point. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was looking for some fuertes. I was looking for, you know, I was looking for some stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is your final lip sync. It's just like the performance. It was just like, I would say it's just like season 7 where it's just, I felt like Violet and Pearl didn't care. And not to say that that's how they felt or that's what they said. It's uh-huh. just in the actions of. So that's how I saw Brooke. She was just going through the motions, but you could see the fight in Vanjie.
So comes down to it, Brooklyn stays and Vanjie is told to sashay away. What'd you think?
I always have mixed feelings because it's a final lip sync and it's never based on your final performance, honey. But I think she won based on her track record being better than Vanjie's. She played the game well. Yeah. She played the game well, and that's what it's all about.
And even if Vanjie's going home, Vanjie, she's still a breakout star.
I mean, look where she's come from.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, she had a chance to prove herself. She had a chance to, you know, give herself another try, and she succeeded.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. She went home first.
Yeah.
You know, and to come back and to make it all the way to damn near the end,
mm-hmm.
that's great.
Yeah.
That's a great accomplishment, and she should feel good about it.
So we've got a top four. We're going to see you at the finale.
Mm-hmm.
Where else can we see you moving forward in the world?
I'm going to be doing a tour mm-hmm. with some great people in a Halloween tour in uh-huh. the UK in October from uh-huh. like the 10th all the way through Halloween.
Who's on it?
Sharon Needles, Alaska, Adora, Miss Cracker, Latrice, Bitch Pudding,
uh-huh.
and a top secret star.
Who's that?
I don't know.
But what, is that like another queen? Is
yeah,
that
it's
like...
going to be another queen. They're just not revealing it.
Right. Heels of Hell, Halloween tour.
Heels of Hell, the Halloween tour.
And it's all across the UK?
Stockholm, right. Oslo, Berlin, London, Glasgow, Newcastle, Leeds.
Turn to the left, Miss Kilimanjaro.
Bristol,
Tennessee.
Bourne.
I grew up near Bristol, Virginia. Mouth. Tennessee, it's on the state line.
not Tennessee. It's not the same. But yeah, that and then May 21st uh-huh. through the 24th, I will be competing again for Miss Gay US of A.
Can we go and like hold up sign, Kennedy signs in the audience?
Babe, you can do all of
that. We get thrown out?
I need everybody.
Does that matter? Do like fans in the audience freaking out? I mean, does applause and or the
yeah,
judges
I mean,
all?
To a sense, but the judges still have to make professional yeah. decisions
yeah.
and they have to go by what's on the paper.
Points.
But it's good to, yeah, points. Uh-huh. And but it's good to have a team, baby. It's good to have people in the audience cheering for you.
Well, that sounds amazing. I would, yeah.
It's going to be in Dallas, Texas.
May 21st through 24th.
Yes. That's all of the fans and stuff that love the fact that I'm a pageant queen, you get to see me in action.
Full throttle Miss Kennedy. I have to say, I remember season 7, the lip sync that came down to you and Katya after the Hello Kitty challenge,
mm-hmm.
watching both of you, but watching the fire and just the power in your performance and watching you go flying off that stage. It's still one of my most like precious memories of being on the Drag Race set.
Yeah.
I remember just like, I couldn't, like, I lost my breath.
Yeah, I mean,
are great, but you... the fury that I like.
Yeah, it was power.
Yes!
It definitely was power. Like even afterwards, like people, I could see that like the cameraman and everybody was like.
But like, wow. Yeah, you roared. It was so good.
Yeah. That song spoke to me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did.
Perfection.
That was the first song that I like actually stood in the mirror and was like practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And dragging, because one thing that I learned, like when it's time to lip sync, is to not pay attention to the panel.
Mm-hmm.
until it's a moment where you make eye contact with them.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you just perform as if there's an audience.
Yeah.
And that's what sets you apart from the other girl.
Well, thank you and come back.
Yes, you got to have me back sometime.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, that was the legendary Kennedy Davenport herself. Keep your eyeballs peeled for her when you're watching the season 11 finale. You might just see her. And follow her at Kennedy DDOFTX. Kennedy, Dancing Doll of Texas.
Davenport!
She's in Dallas this very weekend. Go see her perform.
And
And next week, she is all up in the Miss Gay of USA 2019 pageant. Support her.
Kennedy Davenport!
What's another line she says? I want to say, what was the one where she was the girl for the All-Stars? That was the funniest.
Oh, she was in the bitch
line? Yeah, she was taking off all the way.
As you might have guessed, I'm honored to have this week's eliminated queen on board live and in person for this Kitty Girl catch-up.
We don't use the eliminated word. We use the, she had to go due to circumstances we don't like to bring up.
She had commitments.
Got kicked out!
Miss Vanessa Vangie Mateo is here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This Kitty Girl's been caught.
Yes, honey. She needs to be spayed, neutered, and what is it? What else they do to the kitties? And the catnip, kitty nip.
So, Miss Vangie, you went home, girl. I'm crushed. Are you pressed like a
panini? When did I go home? I'm on every episode still, bitch. I ain't never going home. No, I did. It's bittersweet because I was happy because I love and respect the rest of the girls that got to stay.
Yeah.
But, bitch, I wanted to stay, you know. So I was mad. I wanted RuPaul to be like, you know what? Forget it. Bitch, you go ahead and stay.
Right.
Well, but, I mean,
And you never know what's going to happen on this show. Who knows? But yeah. Now, how's your mom? Your real
she's
mom.
She's good.
Yeah.
She's good. Yeah, my mom. I didn't tell my mom. So she's a little, she's going through the motions, honey.
You
stayed to the end. And I said, I did stay to the end. I just didn't tell you my ass got the boot at the end, too.
But I love seeing her on TV. She's like gorgeous and like cool and like a sweetheart.
My mom's a diva.
Yes.
She takes 400% claims of Vangie. She's like, you, that's a carbon copy. Ooh. You know,
You can tour together. Okay, now there's a reunion coming up and a finale, so no spoilers, and I just want you to attend and enjoy yourself.
Right, we'll pretend we didn't film it already.
And there's lots to catch up on, but
yes.
Are you busy?
I'm up and down, round and round. Yeah, just a lot of working, a lot of touring, a lot of planning. Even when I'm not doing something, I'm on my phone doing something, responding to an email, figuring out DragCon boo, child, it never stops, never ends. But can't complain.
You have an idea for a sitcom?
Yes, I do.
Pitch it.
I think me and Silky, we need to have some kind of Simple Life. Like, remember Simple Life with Paris and Nicole?
Yes.
Where they go and do some we need to do something like that. Like, I need some kind of...
We'll get you jobs somewhere?
Yes! Like, go and find interns. Go have me do something crazy. Milk a cow. Go, you know, work at a burger. I never got to work fast food. I want to work fast food so bad. I really want to do the window. Yes! So when you pull up, how may I take your order? You want a number super size? You want to put the fries down for once and substitute it for a size salad?
Do you want the Del Scorcho?
Right. What kind of dressing? 50 cents for the dressing. You know,
I want to do something like that.
You ended up having to lip sync against Brooklyn. Of all the people you could have had to lip sync with, obviously there was you know, relationship moments. Mm-hmm. There was a lot to consider. But were you just scared because you've seen her lip sync before and she's fierce?
It was everything. Listen, I was, okay, so on top of her being, in my eyes, like probably one of the, in my eyes, I think Brooklyn was probably the hardest to lip sync against.
Yeah.
Because from a standpoint where she is a technical trained dancer. None of us are technically trained. The only thing I've trained is being in the streets, honey. So I pick up dancing from at the nightclub or whatever. And, you know, maybe back dancing for like nothing professionally like her, that bitch, when she
backing
was
backing up Alexis Mateo.
Yeah. So and then on top of that, also dating her.
Yes.
So it was like, ugh, really? It was a lot. Literally, it's a lot. You know, you have to make sure you prep. It's a lot. Literally, like, taking it up there is a lot. No, I'm joking. But no, it was a lot. It is a lot.
Well, you popped that skirt off and went to it.
Yeah, you know, after you get the four clicks, when the song's about to start, you get the... By the third one, you snap out of it. And, you know, you say, girl, let me go ahead and get myself together. So, you know.
Okay.
Because I don't want to look crazy.
What was your favorite look that you wore this season?
My favorite look? Probably the caftan, because I got the most praise for that one. So I was happy because I was excited. Michelle loved it.
You know why she liked it?
Because she loves Cheetah Print. So now forever on, I will always beat Cheetah Print down.
Because she wore the same damn thing in Jersey Justice when she was a judge.
Yeah, not as cute. And you know, drag All-Stars was filmed after. So I know she got inspired by me.
Thank you. What was the favorite look that somebody else wore?
My favorite look from someone else? Akira wore a lot of things that I really liked because her body is everything. She always looks really good. And Brooklyn wears everything really well. He models and the way he walks. So it would be either those two really wore a lot of things. I can't really pinpoint. I can't remember. But I always remember them wearing something.
Yeah.
And just always selling it and always looking really good.
Who is the sweetest in the whole cast?
Nina West is the sweetest.
Aww.
Super sweet. Yeah.
Who do you text the most with?
Text the most Silky, because I always have to check on her and check her. I always say, get off of social media. I have to be a bigger sister to her, even though she's bigger in all aspects, honey. But no, I always want to help out and reach out to her and make sure she's, you know, make sure she's okay.
And y'all like both moved to Los Angeles.
Yes, and I love Silky, and I don't agree with all the time with everything and whatever. But I do love her, and I know she has good intentions. She's just a little cuckoo ca-choo, but you know.
Who's your favorite Drag Race winner?
I love Bianca. She's one of my favorite. I like an Aquaria because of season 10, being on there and getting to see and watch her. She's great as well. I love both of those.
Who do you want to win this season?
Who would I don't, I love them all. I don't know. It's, I don't get paid for that. So let Mama Ru do it, because honey, that's too much.
Okay, tell me something about your dream girls, Akira and Silky, that we don't know.
Akira, she a super freak. And you know what? She eats a lot. She always has snacks and
always
chips.
Snacking.
I'm like, girl, what the always snacking. And they always think it's Silky, but her.
No, you see her on the show. She's always got a bag of chips and like a pretzel or like a Cheeto going
always
in her
always in her bag. Even if we're on main stage learning something, she'll have a chip in her bag. And Silky, child, you know it all. She's a lot.
Okay, do you exercise? Do you have a fitness regimen?
Yes.
What is it?
Dancing, touring. That's my regimen, honey. I bust a sweat working out. Why?
I'm just curious.
Who brought these questions?
You seem together. You seem fit. You seem on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, thanks to touring and dancing and parading around, what we do and carrying all that damn luggage up and down the airport, that's a workout, honey.
I want to see the Vanjie workout tape.
Y'all will see it.
Who's your biggest celebrity fan?
That's reached out to me.
Or did you heard about?
You know what? One that I love that reaches out to me quite, every now and again, Marc Jacobs. And I love him. He's super sweet. I consider Marc Jacobs.
Yeah.
And I consider him and his newly husband, congratulations. They're like my stepdaddies. They're my adopted parents. I said, y'all are my, I always tell him, did y'all get the paperwork? Go ahead and put me under. So yeah,
that's cute.
I love them. Yeah.
That's a good one. What can you tell me about the Chips Ahoy craziness? They posted you on Mother's Day and people flipped out.
Right. I guess it's the conservatives that said that I don't know, honey, but bitch, get a cookie and calm down. I don't know, but hell, they reached out to me and I did what they want me to do. I didn't know it was going to be so much chaos.
Yeah.
But
I do love some Chips Ahoy.
Me too, child.
I'm not mad at it.
That is my favorite cookie, no tea. And it's not because that is... I said that before they even...
Give me a glass of milk and some Chips Ahoy. I'm good to go.
Yeah, and calm down. And
thank you.
If you want it original or chewy, go get it. Calm down.
Where are you performing next?
We're going to start the season 11 tour with all the season 11 queens. And we're going to be running around this
all
Thursday.
Of you.
Yes, a bunch of us. I don't know how they're doing it. I think they're separating us a few, and mixing and matching. But we're going on tour. I don't really check for the other hoes' dates, but I know mine's. I will be there. And I'm going to be everywhere. Child, can't stop, won't stop like the rest of them.
Where are you going to be watching the finale on the TV?
In San Francisco. I'm going to be with the top four.
Really? What bar?
Just because I won't be in San Francisco.
Do you know what place?
I don't, but it will be, go to www.vanessabanger.com. You can find out. I mean, I won't be there working, but I will be there. Just because I ain't in the four, don't mean I will be there to find out who wins, because I want to know too.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to read this exit thing and you can chime in if you want to. You got anything else to say? Speak now forever, hold your peace.
I will never hold my peace because I will never shut up.
Good. Okay.
You can't put a muzzle on me, honey.
So that has been the Kid to Girl catch up, Cookie Monsters. That is this week's podcast. Mm-hmm. Coming up next is a big season 11 reunion and finale. Couldn't You Just Die?
Yes, so spread love, stop the hate, honey. If you got something to say that it ain't nice, keep it to yourself. Sometimes the old school rule applies. If you don't got something nice to say, keep it to yourself or start a group chat with your friends. If you got something nice to say, go to the girl's page and spread the love. If you hate the girl, unfollow her. Like,
leave her alone.
We're going to leave it like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to really go in.
Big thanks to Kennedy Davenport.
We're going to start the late night podcast where you do the at night special where Ooh. We start talking about some dirty stuff. That's what I'm going to do next.
Do it.
Get ready. Yeah, I'm going to have to take this equipment because I don't got this. So
Ooh, we're going inside Angie.
It's
going
to be, you know, remember when they used to do that? Yes, and Brooklyn will be the first guest going inside Angie. And get, honey, let me tell you.
Who's going to be the next guest?
I don't know.
It's guest number two.
I don't have that
Three
many
and four.
Guests.
Yeah.
But, we go with it too deep, honey.
Do you know Kennedy Davenport?
Of course I know Kennedy. She is like probably one of the fiercest lip sync twirlers of all time. Yes, I know Kennedy.
Well, big props to her. Thanks to you all for listening. Big thanks to Alex Bellamy here at WOW for all of the podcast production this week. Tune in to VH1 for the reunion on Thursday, May 23rd, and then the grand finale on Thursday, May 30th. There are going to be surprises, musical guests, all kinds of extra gaggy content, special appearances on the stage, and we will be podcasting about it. So,
and also, everyone, listen up. I know you guys are going to be depressed and are sad, and right now there's the moment is gloomy out there.
It is.
Because I did not make the top four, and I know y'all are going through a deep, dark depression.
Yes.
And it's hitting you so fiercely right now that it makes you right now want to put your phone down and slap your mama. But don't do it. Everything will be okay. It gets better. And trust and believe, just because I ain't four don't mean I won't bring you more. All right, continue. Go ahead. I just had that in my spirit.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanjie.
Yes, amen. Bless
you. Now give me a good cha-cha, bitch, because we're out of here.
Cha-cha, bitch. Press play.
Cha-cha, bitch. All right.
Exit it out. Three, exit it in. Five. Bye. Cha-cha,
bitch. Bye. Five. Thank you. Cha-cha, bitch. Mm-hmm. Cinco, seis. Cha-cha, bitch.